15, if you'll be making your way there. Luke chapter number 15, and we'll read the first seven verses. Last night at 10 o'clock, had done prepared all week long and done laid it out, what God had had me to do, and sitting there, and my wife sitting in the recliner, she said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I don't know what I'm doing." So I closed the book and laid it down. And this morning I got up early, very early, and went to study. And I was supposed to have her up at 7 o'clock. I got in there and got reading the word. And at 8 o'clock I went in there and I said, "Baby, if you're going to make it to church, you might want to go ahead and get up. Can I get an amen?" I was going to bring what I wanted to bring this morning, but I want to bring what God's laid on my heart. He didn't wake me up for no reason this morning to bring this word, so it may be able to wake you up this morning. We left church Wednesday night, and went home, and Thursday morning she woke up, my wife did, and she come out of the shower, and I was still, sawing some logs. And she said, wake up. And I said, "What is it?" And I woke up and she said, my wedding ring, it's gone. I said, "What?" You know how it is? She said, "My wedding ring's gone. I've lost it." I said, "Well, where'd you lose it at?" Well, I wished I'd have got that response. Amen. She said, "If I'd known, I would have. I don't know. Get up. Get out of the bed. Help me look for what I've lost." I tried to overlook that this week, but God started telling me, "Look for what's been lost." Man, I got up and she said, "What are you doing?" First thing I'd done, I got in the shower. She said, "What are you doing? I've lost my ring." I said, "I got to get awake before I can start looking for what's been lost." I got up, I got in the shower, I got out. We flipped the mattresses over. We looked under everything. It was not there. I went out to the vehicle with a flashlight. I searched it up and down. It wasn't there. I said, "I'll go to the church, and it may be there." But as I was going to go to the church, I was going to throw something into the washing machine. And as I went to the washing machine, I looked in there, and there were some clothes from the night before. And I said, "Well, it may be in there." And as I picked up clothes, I heard something go, "Ding!" I started pulling stuff out, and I said, I found it. When she come in there, she was excited because I had found something that meant so much to her. But you know, that was not only her ring, but that was my ring. You see, there was a day in my life that I knew I wanted to make hers her mine forever. And I placed that ring upon her finger. And just as much as she knew it was lost, I knew it was lost. So I helped her find what was lost. This morning I want to give you what God's given me, and that is this. There is one. I want to look at the title "One" this morning. There is one this morning. I want you to look into the Bible as everywhere he uses one. Maybe this morning you are the one. Maybe you are the one this morning that this message is for. I want you to be attentive this morning and listen to the Holy Spirit this morning. Maybe you're the one this morning that needs a touch from heaven this morning. As I found that ring, the calm started coming over her. It came over me, and we had a great day. This morning, if you've lost something, you need to get it back. If you've lost your joy, you need to get your joy back. If you've lost your peace, you need to get your peace back this morning. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. There is one. Luke 15, knowing it being the lost chapter, the Bible says, "Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he laid it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. And I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence this morning, Lord, I love you. And Lord God, I thank you for your written word. Father God, I thank you this morning that if any man, woman, boy, or girl has lost anything in this building this morning, they can find it at the foot of the cross. Lord God, if they're in here this morning and their joy is bankrupt, their peace is bankrupt, Father God, they need something from you this morning, they can find it at the foot of the cross. Lord God, I would ask you this morning that you would move upon the heart of these people. I would ask you that they would not hear me, but they would hear from heaven and heaven alone. Lord God, I would pray that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out your spirit upon this place. Lord God, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for the cross. I thank you for, Father God, saving my soul from a devil's hell. And Lord God, I thank you there was a day in my life that I was the one that needed touch from heaven. And Lord God, this morning, we'd be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory when you touch that one this morning. Lord, it don't have to be here. It can be anywhere. But Lord God, we pray that you save one this morning. Lord God, we love you and we thank you. I ask you to guard my throat and guard my thoughts. And Lord God, whoever that one is this morning that's done piercing that heart, Lord, I'd pray that they'd be respectful to the Holy Ghost. And Lord God, if it's stirring that heart, I'd pray they'd come to an old-timey altar and they'd do business with an old-timey God. Father, I love you and Father, I thank you. I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, Amen. You may be seated. As we come here, there is one. There is one. And I want to look this morning at one in these seven verses. I want to look at the word one in the seven verses this morning. Here Jesus heard the Pharisees and he heard the scribes and he heard them murmuring. And you know what they were saying? They were saying about him, he said, he receiveth sinners and he eats with them. Not only does he talk with them, but he eats with them. Not only does he sit with them, but he eats with them. Not only does he run with them, but he eats with them. And all the way through this text, we see that this parable, and he used one all the way through to show the importance of one. I would ask you a question this morning. Are you the one that he's talking about in this text this morning? Are you the one this morning? I want to look at this morning at four number ones that we find in this Bible. Four ones that we see. Look with me, if you will, in verse number four. We see first this morning the one lost sheep. We see the one lost sheep that is in this verse. Look what he says. What man of you, he's speaking a parable. What man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he found it? I say to you this morning, there'd be 99 in the wilderness. And the Bible says he'd leave the one. He'd leave the 99 to go find the one. Can I say to you this morning, the one is just as important as the 99. Can I say to you this morning, the one is more important than the 99. If he had leave the 99 to go get the one, he said that man needs something. As I read this text, and man, I sat over there and I sat down there and worship because I want you to get this. I don't want to get too excited. I don't want to get too carried away. I want to show you this morning how important one person is to God this morning. You say, preacher, if there was only one poor person need born again, would he went to the cross? Yes, he would have went to the cross. If there was only one person that needed born again, yes, he would have went to the cross. Let's look at this. One lost sheep. Look in verse 4. That one lost sheep, I understand that sheep was missing. Look what he says. And he left the 99 in the wilderness to go after that one. He went after that one because that sheep was missing. You know who knew the sheep was missing? The shepherd knew that the sheep was missing. This morning, I'd love to tell you this, that the shepherd knows when you're missing. The shepherd knows when you're not in fellowship with him this morning. The shepherd knows when you're missing. Hey, but I want to give you this. Not only the sheep is missing and the shepherd knows, hey, but the sheep matters. The sheep matters to the shepherd. To the other 99, that sheep may not matter, But this morning I'd say on the authority of God's word, to the shepherd, the sheep matters. The sheep matters because the importance of that one individual. You matter to God this morning. Don't you let anybody ever tell you that you're not important to God Almighty this morning. You matter to God this morning. You may be that one sheep this morning that old Satan's telling you, you have no importance. You have no nothing in your life. There's no good left. There's no importance of you. Friends, on the authority of God's word this morning, each and every sheep is important to Him this morning because He's the one that shed His blood on the cross of Calvary. Can I get an amen? He says this morning that the sheep is missing. Hey, the sheep matters. He went looking for that sheep. Hey, but I also seen something else. Hey, when the sheep starts missing and the sheep gets away from the shepherd, it's not going to be long till that sheep gets in a mess. Can I get an amen? Hey, you get away from the shepherd, it won't be long. You'll get in a mess. Hey, you'll get over there and you'll be in a mess that you can't get yourself out of. That sheep went wandering. He was out in the wilderness. And you know what the shepherd did? He said, I got to go get that sheep. I would wonder this morning who Jesus is saying this morning, I got to go get that sheep. Hey, that sheep's been wandering. Hey, that sheep's been missing. Hey, that sheep's in a mess and he needs to come back to the shepherd. Can I get an amen? He says today, when that sheep's in a mess, you know why he's in a mess? It's because he's away from other sheep. He's done wandered out into the other sheep. He's done wandered away from them. And you know what happens when you get away from the whole flock and that one sheep wanders away? That old wolf, he can attack you. He can destroy you. He can defeat you. He can put you in a despair. Friends, this morning, by the authority of God's word, do not lead the other sheep. You're not strong enough to do it on your own. You must be with the sheep where the shepherd is. Amen. He says this morning, the sheep's in a mess because he's away from other sheep. But also, I get this, he's in a mess because he's away from his source supply. He's away from the supply that he needs. But let me give you this. Not only is he that place in that way, let me pick this up where I fall over it this morning. Even the devil will try to sabotage you. Amen. Amen. There's one. There's one in here this morning. Listen to this. That one sheep that went away, the sheep's missing, the sheep matters, and the sheep's in a mess. Away from other sheep, away from its source supply. But also I see that that sheep, when he wanders away from the shepherd. He wanders away from the one that cares for him, the one that loves him, and the one that wants the best for him. You know, when that sheep goes away, it comes a lot of times, we lose our joy, we lose our peace. And when you lose your joy and you lose your peace, it won't be long. You have lost the rest that you find in Jesus Christ and Christ alone. He said, there's one lost sheep. What man of you having 100 sheep if he lose one of them? Now, here's what the world will tell you. If you've got 100, you can afford to lose one. That's what the world says. If you've got 100, hey, you can afford to lose one. But Jesus says you can't afford to lose none. Folks, this morning I want you to know he talked about one sheep that had went astray. One sheep that was lost that needed to be found. But I've seen something else in this text and I want to go on through and I want to share it with you. Not only the one lost sheep are you the one. Let me show you this in verse number 5. There's only one set of shoulders to bring you back. So this place should have come out like a firecracker. Like lightning in my veins. Hey, I want you to know there's only one set of shoulders that you can climb up on and get back where God wants you to be. There's only one set of shoulders. Whoa, glory, hallelujah. Man, think about that. When you're out there in the world and you're doing what you think is fun, there's only one set of shoulders that can bring you back to where the other sheep is, and his name is Jesus Christ. He's the man that tells the story. He's the man that wrote the story. He's the man that died for the story. He is the man this morning that'll save you from a devil's hell. That's the man I serve this morning, and his name's Jesus. Amen. He said there's one sheep that went lost. But in verse number 5, there's one set of shoulders that you can get on. This morning, I want to ask you a question. What are you trying to climb on to keep you alive? There's only one set of shoulders this morning. Let me show you in verse number 5. And when he had found it, talking about the shepherd found the sheep. Well, I don't know about you, but I thank God that he found me one day. I thank God for August the 27th, 2007, when I went in, died, going to a devil's hell. Hey, I went into that place and I was a lost sheep, but I climbed up on them shoulders. Friends, I want you to know by His stripes we're healed. Friends, this morning, by the authority of God's word, if you're in a place this morning and you don't know where to go, I'd say climb up on the shoulders of Jesus. He can sustain you. He will hold you this morning. He says in verse number 5, and when he had found the sheep, when he found it, he lay it upon his shoulders, rejoicing. That sheep had done, man, he's done out there, done got beat down. You know when a sheep gets away, he can't find his way back. Oh, I will, preacher. I'll just state, and you can't find your way back. If you could, you could have found your way to start with, but you didn't. You had to go through the cross. You listen to me this morning. When you get straight away and you get away, the only way you'll come back is on the shoulders of Jesus Christ. He'll have to take you and hold you and love you. Let me give you this, that one set of shoulders in verse number 5. I see it being this. I see it being rescuing shoulders. I see them shoulders being rescuing shoulders. He went right where that sheep was, picked him up and brought him back where the other sheep is. Them are rescuing shoulders. I wrote this down and I love what the Bible says, what it gets in my mind. And I think about them rescuing shoulders. The wolf cannot get them when they're on the shepherd's shoulders. The wolf can't get them when they're on the shepherd's shoulders. When that shepherd's got you up on his shoulders, the wolf can't get him. The wolf can't bother him when you're on the shepherd's shoulders. Friends, this morning, you know what a wolf will do? It'll kill you. But when you get on them shoulders, them are rescuing shoulders, and they'll save you and they'll help you all along. They're rescuing, but also thought about this, they're resting shoulders. You know, when you get on his shoulders, you don't have to do a bit of the work. He does all the work. When you get on his shoulders, he does all the work. You remember daddy's in the house, amen? Daddy's all over the house. You remember this? Let me give you this. Do you remember when you used to tote your little girl or tote your little boy? And the daddy would get them up and they'd get them in their arms and they told him for a little while, Brother Kevin. And they told him for a little while. But you know what you'd do? With that kid, it wouldn't be long. You know where the first place that kid would go? Just sit there. Where would that kid go? Up on them shoulders. You know why? Because you wanted that kid up there where he could see around. More comfortable up on the shoulders, amen? More comfortable. You know why? Because that kid can look around and it can see. And it doesn't matter what's going on down there. You know why? Because he's with daddy. He's on daddy's shoulders. He's up where daddy is. Friends, this morning, I want you to know them shoulders are rescuing and them shoulders are resting this morning. A shepherd carries the sheep. The sheep doesn't carry the shepherd. The sheep does not carry the shepherd. The shepherd carries the sheep. But let me give you this. Not only are they rescuing shoulders and resting shoulders, but you can rely on these shoulders. You said, preacher, will they hold me? What about if everybody climbs up at one time, put the whole world on them? He did it once before, and he'll do it all over again. I want you to know when he climbed up on Calvary's cross, my friends, and I want you to know he climbed up on that cross. There's no man nailed him to that cross. There's no man hung him on that cross. He went to that cross because he loved me and he loved you. There's nobody nailed him to that old rugged cross. Hey, I want you to know they didn't crucify him on that cross. He laid his life down. He says, I have power to lay it down and I have power to raise it up again. Can I get an amen? And if you're here this morning and you think, hey, you got no way out, I want you to know you can climb up on them resurrected shoulders. You can get right where God is. He will sustain you. He will deliver you and he will set you free this morning if you're going astray this morning. He said there's a lost sheep, one lost sheep and one set of shoulders that you can climb up on this morning. You can climb up on them shoulders right where Jesus Christ is, and he said you can rely on them shoulders. You can rely on them shoulders to hold you. He said, preacher, how do you know? Turn with me to Isaiah chapter number 9 and verse number 6 this morning. I'm talking about some shoulders that you can climb up on. Them shoulders, you can get right where God is. You can get right up on top of his shoulders. Friends, if he can hold the government upon his shoulders, he can hold you and I upon his shoulders. If he can hold this whole entire world, he can hold you and I this morning. Isaiah chapter number 9 and verse number 6, not only are they rescuing shoulders, not only are they resting shoulders, but they can be relied on this morning. The shoulders of Jesus Christ, how strong they are. The shoulders of Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter number 9 and verse number 6, the Bible says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his. Mr. Deese, that's in the singular. It means one. There's no other sets. There's no other shoulders. I've heard people say, I'm strong. Put it on me. I can handle it. You can't handle it. Folks, this morning, I can't handle it. What do you do with your problems, preacher? I put it on Jesus. When I put it on him, it ain't my problem no more. It's his. He's man enough to handle it. Can I say to you this morning, he's God enough to handle it. Boy, I thank God for that, don't you? He says this morning, and put up on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. This morning, if you're looking for somebody that's wonderful, get on his shoulders. This morning, if you're looking for a counselor, get on his shoulders. This morning, if you need a mighty God, get on his shoulders. This morning, if you need an everlasting Father, get on his shoulders. And this morning, if you're needing peace, get on his shoulders. He said upon his shoulder, he carries these things. Friends, this morning Satan's trying to beat you and I down like you ain't never seen. But I want you to know there's a God in heaven that says there's one sheep, one set of shoulders. And here, let me give you this. He said there's one sinner. Let me show you this in the book. He says not only there are one lost sheep, one set of shoulders, but there's one sinner. Look with me, if you will, in the Bible, in verse number 7, if you will. Verse number 7, he said there's one sinner. Now, I understand this is a parable being told. He's talking about a sheep going lost. He's talking to these Pharisees and he's talking to these scribes about a sheep. And then all of a sudden, man, that's how Jesus does. He'll be talking to you. He'll be talking to you and then he'll say, oh yeah, and by the way, what about the sinner? He won't allow sin to stay in your life. It's not the Savior we serve. Look what he says here in verse number 7. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one. One sinner. Joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. I see in this verse, not only we see a one lost sheep, one set of shoulders, but I see a one sinner that he's concerned about. This morning he's concerned about me, he's concerned about you. I promise you, that's how, and I thought about this, that's how personal that one sinner is to Jesus Christ. That's how personal. Father, forgive them. When he said, Father, forgive them, they know not what to do. Forgive them, he said, every one of us. Forgive them. That's how personal it was. It was a personal one sinner. It was public. It's public. When a man gets saved, it becomes public. It's no hidden business. It's public business for all to see, recorded in heaven. He said that over one sinner that repenteth, guess what he does? He said there's joy in heaven. There's a party in heaven, if you will. He says not only is it personal, that one sinner, not only is it public, the joy in heaven over that one sinner that repenteth. But I want you to get this. It's priceless when one gets saved. It's priceless when one gets saved. That blood of Jesus Christ is priceless. You can put no price on it. It's priceless. You can't put a price tag on it this morning. You know what the devil will try to do? He'll try to tell you this morning, you're not the one. He'll try to tell you this morning, you're not the one. You've got it all under control. Look at your bank account. It looks good. Don't go by your bank account. Look at your health. You're healthy. Don't go by your health. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. But Jesus Christ says, look at your soul. He says, I'm going to the soul of man. I'm going to right where the soul of man is. Right where the soul of man is. We're talking about sheep and we're talking about wolf. We're talking about sheep and we're talking about wolf. And we're talking about there's one. There's one I want you to know this morning that defeats Satan, hell in the grave, death, hell in the grave, and that's Jesus Christ. That's not me. That's Jesus Christ. That's what he does. He says in this whole text, in this whole story, he said, I want you to know there is one sheep that he's worried about. One. One. He's worried about everyone. He said there's one set of shoulders that you can climb up on. And no other but one set of shoulders. He said there's one sinner that they rejoice over, and that's every sinner that comes to know Jesus Christ. But I've seen one more one in this story, and I want to give him to you right now. That one is the Savior. That's one is the Savior. Only one worthy to tell this story is Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Only one worthy to tell this is Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. I want to show you this in just a moment, that Savior this morning, but I want to share a little illustration with you. They said when they would be in the in the Antarctica, they'd be them places, and them wolves would come, and they'd try to destroy, and they'd try to eat up everything they had. They'd hang their meat out and have it there curing out, and said them wolves, they'd come, and they'd destroy it. And said the only way they could destroy them wolves, you couldn't shoot them, you couldn't kill them, they wouldn't get close enough, but the only way you could kill them wolves was through blood. And they said what they would do to kill them wolves through blood is they'd take it and they'd take a knife. Sharp as they get it, they'd sharpen that knife just as sharp as they can get it. By the way, the word says it's sharper than any two-edged sword. They said they'd get that knife and they'd get it just as sharp as they could get it and they'd stick it in that ice. They'd take more ice and they'd just pound it around that knife there, that sharp edge. And they'd take animal blood and they'd just cover that whole ice with nothing but blood. And they said there'd be a whole pile of wolves come in there after that, trying to eat that, what they had poured out there, that blood. And they said they'd get to licking that. They'd get to eating that blood, licking that blood. And when they get through the ice, they didn't know it. They wanted more. They was more hungry. They just keep licking. And it wouldn't be long. You know what they'd be doing? They'd be licking that knife blade. They'd be licking that, and they'd be cutting them. They'd be cutting them right slap into. They'd be cutting right, and they would die. Friends, this morning I want you to know the only thing that will keep you from dying is the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The only thing that will keep you from dying is the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The only thing that's going to keep Satan off of you and Satan off me is the blood of Jesus Christ. You pour the blood of Jesus Christ all over you and let old Satan lick all he wants to lick. Amen? Hey, if the blood's been applied, he can't come against you this morning. There is victory and there's power in the name of Jesus Christ this morning. That's what it is this morning. I want to ask you this morning, has the blood been applied to your life? He says this morning, there's one. There's one. And he said, there's one Savior. Turn with me, if you will, to Acts chapter number 5 this morning. Acts chapter number 5 this morning. He said that there's one Savior. There's one Savior. Acts chapter number 5 and verse number 30. Acts 5 and verse number 30. Acts 5 and verse number 30, there is one. Are you the one? Acts 5 and verse number 30, the Bible says, the God of our fathers raised up Jesus. He raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Primitive Quartet has a song that says, in a dream I was there when they crucified Jesus. Said the soldier was fixing to nail him to the cross. Said he had the hammer raised back, fixing to hit the nail. And said he run to the soldier and turned the soldier around and go tell him not to do it. And the song goes, that soldier was me. When I read this Bible, I read it just as literal as you can read it. He said that God, our God, raised up this Jesus who Brother B.J. Mills slew. But he still loves me. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Him that hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. This morning I told you about one lost sheep. Jesus was telling the parable here. He said there's one lost sheep. There's one set of shoulders. There's one sinner. He said there's one Savior that told the story. That totes the sheep. And that takes away the sins of all mankind. My question to you this morning is, as a child of God this morning or not a child of God, are you the one? Are you the one that's maybe lost something that you want to get back? You know, nobody will know what's been lost in your life but you. I didn't know she lost the ring. But J.D., I didn't know she lost that. I didn't have a clue. I was sleeping fine. She knew it was gone. This morning, I want to ask you a question. Is there something you've lost in your life that you say, preacher, I got to get it back? Preacher, there's something I got to get back. My fire, where I once was at, I want to get that fire back. Preacher, I want to get back that joy, that peace, and that rest. I want to get stuff back in my life. I want to get it back in my life. That I won't be bitter, but that'll be better because I'm walking hand in hand with the Savior and riding on His shoulders. Folks, this morning as your pastor, I want to give you this if you don't get nothing else this morning. There is one that He cares about this morning, and it's you. When He told them this parable, He was thinking of you and I. There's one that He cares about this morning, and it is you. If you think this morning nobody cares about you, I want to tell you about a man that does care about you, and his name is Jesus Christ. He told this parable. He said, I want you to know there's one lost sheep. That sheep's lost. It's wandering. Come on home. He's right there with you knocking on that. Come on home. So, preacher, what I do? You got to climb on him. By the way, if we make it to heaven, it'll be because of him and him alone. Amen. Let me back that up. When we make it to heaven, not if we're going to. If you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, heaven's your home. Let me back that up now. Heaven's your home. I want to ask you, who are you riding on this morning? Are you riding on his shoulders this morning? Are you the one this morning that needs to get things right with God this morning? Let us pray. Lord God, I thank you this morning that you care about one. Father, even though there may be a crowd in here this morning, I love how you take the Holy Spirit and you direct it to one's heart. Lord God, there could be 50 people in here and nobody get it, but one would. Lord, when you called the 12 and you was walking out calling the 12, Lord, they weren't the only ones there when you was calling, but you called their name. Lord God, when you went to that empty tomb, Lazarus wasn't the only one in the cemetery. But he answered the call. Lord God, that night you saved my soul, I wasn't the only one in the building. But I answered the call. Lord God, when you called me to preach the gospel, I wasn't the only one in the building. But I answered the call. Lord God, they may be one in here this morning.